Welcome to the Vibes Podcast with your host, Snoop.
Hello and welcome to Vibes. And can you believe it's already February? January just went by like a blast. But hey, technology is always growing, tech news is always coming out. And again, it's been another very interesting week, so let's go straight into it. So I'm going to kick off with Motorola and their upcoming Razr phone. Now, Motorola have now released a statement to say that they want you to be careful using this new phone and that the bumps on the display are normal. Now, this raises some questions in regards to folding screens because they still are very, very sensitive. They're saying that you need to make sure that you keep the screen dry, to avoid putting on screen protectors, bewaring of sharp objects, and just to make sure that it's clean before you fold the phone. Now, you might have an instance where you might go to the beach and you might have a little bit of sand, and if you close the screen itself, it might break it. I'm not really surprised. I've got the Samsung Galaxy Fold and the screen is very, very soft and it is susceptible to damage. You know, anything sharp, anything hard as you fold the screen can ruin the screen, and it isn't waterproof. It is still very much early days. It is early technologies when it comes to folding screens. And I think it's going to take a good couple of years before we see any form of improvements in terms of durability. However, if you're looking to pick one up, there is a video online by Motorola about how to care for your screens. But like I said, all of these reports that were coming out to say that the screen was a lot more robust, a lot more durable, it turns out to be that's not really the case. It's the same as other folding phones out there in the market today. So, the second piece of news is if you are an owner of a Nintendo Wii, and I know that the Nintendo Wii was a very, very popular console when it first came out. It's been a while. I think we're probably looking around 2005, 2006. And I can't believe that I'm saying it's that old. Nintendo have stated that they will stop repairing Wii consoles come March. So if it goes wrong or if it breaks, unfortunately, after March, you won't be able to get any repairs done. I think this also includes the Wii U as well, but the Nintendo Switch has been a very, very popular console. So much so that it's outsold the Xbox in certain areas, and it's also outsold the Super Nintendo. And I know for a fact that the Super Nintendo was a very, very successful console. So if you're looking to pick up something that's similar to a Wii, pick up the Nintendo Switch. That is a great piece of kit. I have the Switch myself. I've not really played on it recently, but I do itch to go back on it. And I plan to do that later on today. So definitely Nintendo have got it right. My only snag with the hardware, however, it's not as durable. You get areas where the grill, where the cooling is, breaks, or the actual controllers stop working. So it's going to be interesting. They have said that there isn't going to be a new Nintendo Switch this year in 2020, but they are making a special edition of Animal Crossing version of the Nintendo Switch, and it looks really, really pretty. So definitely keep an eye out for that. But if you have a Wii, you won't be able to get that repaired after March. Again, back to Motorola. Motorola also made an announcement this week gone that they will be working on a pen-enabled phone that will rival the Galaxy Note. The Galaxy Note is a bigger phone. It's quite big, but you've got a pen where you can then scribble on the screen. It is interesting to see that Motorola are making one. At this moment of time, Galaxy are the only company that I can think of that really give that offering for a mobile phone device overall. But to be able to have other manufacturers come into this field kind of raises the question of how popular this is now becoming. I personally haven't really seen, besides a good friend of mine, have a Galaxy Note. Beyond that, I've not seen anybody else have it. Will it pick up? Will it be better? I'm quite intrigued to see. I was never really a fan of the S Pen because it seemed pretty flimsy. But most definitely will be interesting to see what other organizations will be coming into this area in terms of making a phone that has a stylus pen. Now, this is really interesting news that really caught my attention. But there are going to be Atari-themed gaming hotels that will be coming to US cities, to 8 US cities to be precise. And they will feature esports studios, gaming playgrounds, free breakfast. I doubt anybody's going to eat any breakfast in terms of when they're gaming, because they're going to be so engrossed into the game overall. But very interesting to see that Atari are making this nostalgic comeback. The first locations that have been confirmed are Phoenix, Austin, Chicago, Denver, Las Vegas, San Fran, San Jose, Seattle will be the current places that they've kind of touted. It's going to be really interesting. I mean, they had the logo feature in the latest Blade Runner movie, which looked pretty cool. But it's really interesting to see Atari make a comeback. There was rumors of Atari making a new console. I think that's gone wayside, but to have the brand now come back, it'll be nice for me to see the brand come back. I thought Ataris were great back in the day. I had an Atari ST and a Commodore Amiga, but the Commodore Amiga was that little bit better. So, but yeah, if you're looking for a cool gaming type hotel, Atari are making some soon. They haven't really said when they're going to open, but something definitely to keep a lookout for. Intel are still having issues patching Zombie Load. It was a security flaw in their CPU, and apparently they've released a third patch for the CPU. They said that the patch will be coming out in the coming weeks, and it's going to fix 2 microarchitectural data sampling flaws. And it is sad to see that, you know, they are going through so many issues as of late with flaws, but at the same time, it's also nice to see that Intel are on top of it all. It's not as bad as it used to be, but if you do have an Intel-based machine, please do look out for these patches that will be coming out. Make sure that you keep your computers up to date. It is always, always important to make sure they are up to date, because you know, the whole sophistication of how things are being hacked into, how things can be obtained. It's always best to make sure that you run a weekly update on your machine, so that way round, you know everything's up to date. I run my weekly updates every Sunday, for example, and that ensures me, like, I take out a good half an hour, I update my actual machines, and it's all good. So, you know, that's a good tip that I could give out to everybody out there. Please do keep your machines up to date. But yeah, Intel will be releasing that. Maserati are going to be coming into the hybrid era. They're going to be releasing their first hybrid, or unveiling the first hybrid car in April. The date is said to be on the 21st of April. They said it's most likely to be debuted at the Beijing Auto Show. Not too sure if that will be going ahead because of the whole coronavirus thing that's going around, which is a shame. But Maserati definitely have a hybrid car on the works. Will we see an electrical sports car? There's rumors going around that may be announced in May. But interesting to see a big company like them going into that. Now, Google have launched hashtag Android help for tech support when it comes to Twitter. And apparently the company are saying that they are going to respond to any Android issues that you might be having, and they don't mind it being public, which I think is a good thing, you know, to be able to say, you know, this isn't working very well, and for them to then acknowledge that to everybody. I think as of late, Google's communication has been pretty poor, especially when it's come to the Stadia platform. So I think this is a much welcome change to see Google doing that. And they're looking to make sure that their Android platform does get better. I have to admit, as time has gone on, I'm growing more and more fond of Android. And at some point, I will be jumping ship. I do have an iOS device, but I don't know, there's just something about the Android that just seems to do something that much better. Maybe it could be down to customization. I'm not too sure. Now, I don't know if any of you remember, but in the last Apple iPhone 11 release, during the actual conference, there was a company called Filmic, and they had a multi-camera video recording software. Well, after all of that wait and after a long time, Filmic have now released the application where you can record the front and back camera at the same time. I had a little bit of a play with it, and you can do picture in picture, you can do side by side picture. It's actually really, really good. The app is called Double Take, and I don't think it's free, if memory serves me right. But if you're looking for a video recording tool that will utilize the front of your camera and the back of your camera, and when I'm talking about the pack, about the back, if you're looking at the iPhone 11, you can use either or of the cameras. You can use the wide lens, or you can use the normal one, etc. You know, so you got wide, ultra wide, etc. And so if you're looking to have something that can record videos both ways, this tool is now out. So feel free to download that if you have an iPhone 11 or an iPhone 11 Pro. The UK government in the UK, obviously we are out of the European Union. That happened on Friday. It was really interesting. Does it feel any different? Not really, but a big change for sure. But the UK government are planning to introduce a new law that's going to be designed to improve the security standards of household products connected to the internet. And they're just going to make sure that things such as, you know, smart cameras, TVs, wearable health trackers, etc., all meet these actual requirements. I'm not too sure if this is done any other places around the world, but it's very interesting to see that the government is looking into this. In 2016, there was a botnet called Mirai or something like that, which was able to hack into home connected devices, and it did actually take down a large chunk of the internet, believe it or not. So it is a very good plan. I think it's good to see that, you know, the UK government is looking to improve the whole security standard, and hopefully other countries will follow it if they haven't done so. Samsung, so if you're looking for something that can do Steam VR, they have discounted their headsets, I think it's called the HMD Odyssey Plus, to just $230 instead of the normal $500 that you would pay for it. It was billed as a Windows mixed reality device, but it is compatible with SteamVR and HTC Vive. It's not top of the line, but however, it is a very, very good headset. And, you know, it's going to be in time for the new Half-Life VR game, which I still think is going to be a huge, huge success. So if you're looking for a VR headset that plugs into your computer, that works with Steam VR, pick up the Samsung HMD Odyssey Plus. That is only $230 right now. Cadillac, the car manufacturer in the US, is looking to beef up its cruise driver assistance system with several features that they're going to do. And they're looking into doing automated lane changing. So a bit of automation that will be coming in into the car. That's going to be really, really interesting. They're saying that this is going to come out in the 2021 model. But interesting to see a company like Cadillac obviously investing into some form of automation. The automation is not 100% there. When I was in the US last, when I went to San Diego, I actually had a Kia, which I drove around, and the Kia actually ensured that my car stayed in the lane. So it kind of steered itself, which was really, really cool. So I really liked the feature. I was very tired after a long flight, and theoretically speaking, I shouldn't have been driving. But, you know, to see other manufacturers doing the same. So if you're looking to buy a Cadillac, they will be bringing the automated lane changing system to their vehicles for the 2021 range. Now, Dyson, they've made loads of interesting stuff. They have the Hoover, they have the hairdryer, and now they want you to spend something about $600 for a lamp that will mimic a candlelight. And apparently this lamp will emit an orange glow to make it feel like as if though you're sat into a room that has a candle on. Personally speaking, I would rather just buy a candle for a couple of dollars and light that up with a lighter that will cost me a couple of dollars, and I'm sure it will cost me under $10. They want you to do this for $600. I think what they're saying is that the one that sits on the desk is about $600 and the floor version is something around $900. They're saying that the light should last for up to 60 years, but to be honest, you can buy different lighting system, LED systems, so to have something like that, it's a bit odd. I find it a bit strange that they are releasing a light stand that will cost that much, personally speaking. But, you know, if you're looking for something cool, I guess you've got that. Apple, I'm going to go back to the Apple bandwagon here. iOS have had an update this past week, 13.31, so please do upgrade if you can do. They're looking to bring more control over location tracking, and it will also fix a flaw that lets kids, you know, not overcome or override parental controls when it comes to the contacts. There was a feature that didn't work 100%, which they've now sorted. It also tackles other issues such as delays before taking a deep fusion photo, and a deep fusion photo basically gives you more detail in a picture in low light, theoretically speaking. And if you have a HomePod, it now supports Indian English Siri voices, which I have no idea what that is, and I will give that a go later on. However, you know, they do fix certain things in this. I've had the update for a little while. Seems pretty good, but if you are worried about location tracking, you've got a lot more control of turning that off. And keeping on to the whole Apple bandwagon, Apple are saying that the latest iPhone, the iPhone 11, the iPhone 11 Pro, iPhone 11 Pro Max, was a humongous hit during the holiday season. And it's really brought in the company really strong earnings. So the iPhone 11 actually has gone down like a treat. And to be honest, overall, I think since the iPhone 7, I think the iPhone 11 is a great phone. I think the iPhone 8, the iPhone 10, XS wasn't that much of a leap. I think from the 7 to the 11, I think that is a bigger leap. I thought the jump was huge, especially when it came to the cameras. And cameras will still be a focal point. And obviously, we've got Samsung's event coming soon in about 9 days' time. We have the release of the new Samsung Galaxy phone. So let's see what happens there. They've been touted to have quite a strong camera, which I've said in the last podcast. Google are looking to make a new messaging app, and they're saying that it will be an all-in-one business app, and it's going to be part of Google Suite. But they're looking to integrate Hangout Chat, Hangout Meet, Gmail, Google Drive. They're looking to rival Slack and Microsoft Teams, basically, where this does everything. We probably will see more about it when it comes to the I/O conference, but they are looking to do more in the Google Suite space, and a lot more companies are jumping onto that area. They are doing more and more. It is going to be very interesting for sure. I think that is one area which Google have lacked on in that area. So to see them bring something else will be awesome. I think this will definitely give them a lot more power. And staying on the Google bandwagon, Google are looking to add call recording to its native Android phone app. There's a new APK that was out there. There were tests done by a site called XDA Developer. And they're saying that there's a feature where you should be able to do recording of phone calls. And it will also do a transcription as well. It's going to be interesting to see how that goes down. Will it be received well? Will it actually come out in the next release? It's going to be interesting to see how it goes. But there are companies like Xiaomi that are looking to have this particular APK on the phones when they have it for newer phones. It's going to be interesting. How do you all feel about your phone conversations being recorded? Surely there must be some kind of indication to say that's being done, but it will be interesting. Now, Ford, the car manufacturer, is looking to 3D print unique wheel nuts based on what drivers have asked for. This unique lock makes it much, much harder for anybody to steal your alloys. It's going to be interesting. 3D printing is cool. I think it's a brilliant technology. But, you know, they are using stainless steel to print these. I can't get my head around how you can print metal, personally speaking, at the moment. I understand how it comes to plastics, but, you know, there is a move to move away from plastics. But to have a custom created nut is an interesting move. It is very, very much an interesting move. The research was done in Ford Europe. But, you know, will this be a dawn of something new when it comes to car parks? Will we be making car parts that will be 3D printed so you don't need to wait so long to get a car park imported or made, etc.? So definitely interesting. One news that really did catch my attention is there's been a development when it comes to lab-grown heart muscles. And they're saying that they're looking to, well, they've said they've already done it, but they've transplanted a lab-grown heart muscle into a human being for the first time. What does this mean? It means that the procedure overall could reduce the need for heart transplants because they're able to grow it within the lab. This was done in Osaka University. They took stem cells, and then from that stem cells, they were able to reprogram that back into a particular state. And they were saying that they were able to do a lot of stuff with these cells and then create these heart muscles. Now, I don't know too much about it. I'm sure there will be things on the internet about it and how this all works. But wow, you know, to lab grow, you know, organs will be definitely something. It will definitely help with transplants, you know, where people may not be able to get certain organs because they might be part of a particular a particular group that might be more difficult to get these organs for. So to be able to do that, I think, is a big move forward in terms of the health space. So very interesting to see that. Now, Samsung has released their first 5G tablet. It's gone in sale in South Korea. And I'm going to keep this short and sweet, but this is basically a Samsung Galaxy Tab S6. And it has a 5G SIM, and it's going to be called the Samsung Galaxy Tab S6 5G. It has the same processors, has the same everything else. Nothing else is much different. So interesting to see that we're beginning to see 5G tablets, and that'll be the start of that. There's a lawsuit at this moment of time when it comes to music. They're claiming that Amazon, Apple, Spotify, etc. Are streaming unlicensed music on their platform. There's 10 streaming services that are under the radar, which are Amazon, Apple, Deezer, Google, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, 7digital, SoundCloud, and YouTube. But it's going to be really, really interesting to see, you know, are royalties being paid to artists properly? This was bound to happen at some point, but very interesting to see that, you know, there is a lawsuit in regards to this. Will it go anywhere? It's going to be interesting. KFC. So if you're a fan of KFC in the US, they're looking to expand its Beyond Meat tests to Nashville. You can get a plant-based chicken, which will be available in some of the restaurants. Now, if you do have access to something like this, please do reach out to me. It's going to be interesting to see how that goes. I know that Beyond Meat hasn't done very well. I know that Tim Hortons in Canada tried to sell some Beyond Burgers and Beyond Meat sausages in its breakfast roll in Ontario and British Columbia. It didn't do that well, I think, and because of it, they dropped it. So, you know, plant-grown chicken, I'm not too sure how that works. Will it do well? Would you go to somewhere like KFC to have anything like that? I'm not too sure, but it will be interesting to see. UPS, the massive delivery company, have said that they have they are going to start using electrical trucks within the US and in Europe. The trucks are made by Arrival, and that's a UK-based company. And we have Arrival buses where I live, where they have electrical buses. So they're going to have electrical vehicles to do deliveries. It's going to be really interesting to see how that goes, but the move to having electrical vehicles are going up and up. The Royal Mail are going to do the same thing. They're saying that there's only a 100-mile range at the moment. It could be up to 150. Is that going to be enough? Will it be able to charge quick enough? It's going to be interesting to see how that works in terms of electrification for vehicles. But good to see delivery companies and mail companies looking to invest money to have electrical vehicles. So definitely something to look out for. And talking about UPS, but Waymo self-driving vans will carry UPS packages in Phoenix. They aren't looking to deliver to customers as a start. It's just a test, but they're teaming with UPS on that. So UPS definitely are all over the automation electrical part. So again, very, very pleasurable to see that. Nest thermostats, if you have one, they're looking to have an update to the software where it will warn you of possible problems with your AC unit or with your furnace or with your boiler. Great thing to see. It will probably detect issues before it completely goes down. So to be able to see there's a problem before you get a problem is amazing. And it will definitely save on costs. So good to see that that is happening. The United Nations have confirmed this past week that it suffered a serious hack and about 4,000 employee data may have been compromised. Now, to me, this could be a massive security risk because of the class of people that are in the UN. It happened in July last year. A group of hackers took advantage of a flaw that was in Microsoft SharePoint. And again, this has got to go down to not keeping applications up to date. So this is all down to not making sure that you put patches on, put updates on. They're saying about 400 gigs of data have been taken. And the UN itself doesn't know the full extent of the damage yet since then. But, you know, they've told employees to change their passwords, but they didn't share the details. So a little bit worrying there. I think companies need to be a lot more open when things like this happen. Interesting to see in that space. Microsoft are backing AI in healthcare with a $40 million program. It's called AI for Health. There's a video online on YouTube that Microsoft have posted out about that overall. But they're looking to obviously integrate AI and cloud tools into health programs so that they can capture patterns and, you know, help treat and understand diseases better. So good to see AI is being used in that. Facebook have settled a lawsuit recently over its use of facial recognition for $550 million. But at the same time, if you may think that's a huge amount, Facebook have also announced a profit of $7.3 billion. So not a big dent. I'm not too sure what the facial recognition was really used for, but it's interesting to see that, you know, they have settled the lawsuit. What Facebook will be doing there is going to be very, very interesting. Emoji selections are saying, and this is across the board, there's going to be a new batch of emojis that's going to be introduced with new skin tones, and they're going to have the transgender flag, and it's going to be more gender inclusive this year. So we're going to see a lot more emojis come out that will be out there for everybody. So for example, there will be a picture of a mum holding a baby, but also a dad holding a baby. And you'll have a woman in a wedding dress, but you'll also have a man in a wedding dress, for example, and stuff like that. So they're trying to obviously make it a lot more inclusive. There are images online for 170 emojis that will make it go down that path. And that's pleasing to see. So, you know, to see this continuously going is awesome. Apple and Broadcom have been ordered to pay $1.1 billion for infringing a Wi-Fi patent by a company that's called Caltech. I'm not too sure what the patent actually is, but they're saying that both of these companies have to fork out the money for it. The technology, I believe, was key to Wi-Fi 5 and Wi-Fi 4, and for those who don't know, they've renamed the Wi-Fi thing. So 802.11n is 4 and 802.11ac is 5. Doesn't mean a lot for you out there, but obviously they've infringed on a patent and money had to go out because of that. There's other reports of there's a robotic finger that can sweat like a human to cool down. Why would anybody want to make a sweaty robotic finger? I do not know. But they're saying that it could help grasp slippery things with it being slightly moist and to cool it down. It's quite scary, really. I mean, are they going to make robots that actually sweat as they run? It's going to be interesting. We're definitely living in a world where we're going to be living with real life sized people, androids, at some point. But again, there will be a use case for it. I'm not too sure what that will be overall, but you know, there is a robotic finger that can now sweat. There's been another thing which really made me chuckle. They're saying that anyone with a camera and has $5 can now have a license plate reader. Now, the company is called Recall, and I don't know why anybody would need to have a license plate reader, but it's an open, it's a $5 per month subscription that allows homeowners to add this particular software to read license plate numbers. Will it be great for other retail places, etc.? I can get that, but to have it in your home, I don't see the use case for it. But if there is, please do reach out. Let me know if you find it useful. I just don't see a use case for it. But if you fancy playing with the tech for license plate readers, there we go. And it's fairly cheap, which is quite scary. Apple have officially done rebuilding the entirety of the US maps, and they're looking to remap Europe. When Apple Maps first came out back in 2012, it wasn't the best. But as time has gone on, they've gone better and better, to a point that I've moved away from Google Maps and I now use Apple Maps more. Purely because of the iPhone, but now that I have my Android phone, I find myself using Google Maps. But they're both as good as each other, is what I'm trying to say. The fact that Apple have gone through through the whole point of remapping is cool. They definitely want to bridge in that gap. They say that Apple Maps support for transit directions is still not as good as Google. So they're definitely playing catch up. But to have a competition out there that does something similar is quite pleasing to see there. Now, I've never heard of Wawa Beach. I think it's an East Coast gas station and convenience store in the US. But they're saying that hackers are selling card information that was stolen in last year's breach. They're saying that up to 30 million payment records have been stolen from the convenience store. So if you have shopped at a place called Wawa in the US, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Yeah, please do check your credit card statements, bank statements, etc., just in case. Sega Europe have announced that they're moving to recycled packaging for PC games, and they're going to put everything in recycled packaging. They're estimating that it has saved 20 tons of plastic so far. But my question here is, I feel as though more people download games than actually buy physical games or physical boxes. It's a bit of a weird one, because I remember back in the day when I had my Commodore Amiga or any other video games back in the day, they used to come in cardboard boxes, and they could have, you know, they moved to plastic at that point. Definitely interesting to see. I think they should move away from physical media and just go downloading only, in my personal opinion. But let's see how that goes. But they definitely are looking to go in different kind of packaging. The FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, wants to fine Amann that almost $13 million for making 6,000 robocalls. That's a huge fine for one person. They said that these calls were made in California, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Iowa, and Virginia using an online tool that allowed them to mask their calls to say that it's coming from a local number. I think this is definitely going to be a welcome move, actually, because I think that there's a lot of people that get these prank calls. It's not great. It needs to end. And, you know, to have someone to be fined that much, pretty good, I think. I think it's about time that we see that. Elon Musk, not only has he released his own music track on SoundCloud, which is, I haven't heard it yet, but it's supposed to be like house kind of type music. I will check it out in a bit. He's saying that it's not going to be long until the Model S can go up to 400 miles on a single charge. That is amazing, personally speaking. To drive 400 miles on one charge really pushes that boundary up to new areas. So definitely looking forward to that. Microsoft, not really spoken much about them in this podcast, but they're looking to pay up to $20,000 for Xbox Live bugs. So if you find an issue on the Xbox Live network, they've launched a bug bounty program, and if you find something, it starts from $500 and goes all the way up to $20,000. So if you have an Xbox and you fancy breaking stuff on Xbox Live and finding a bug, feel free to do that. Interesting to see that they've released that in that space. Alongside with Microsoft, they've also made a Nike Air Max 90 Xbox Edition. But you can win it. You can't buy it. That's purely because the Super Bowl is on tonight. There's a collaboration. I don't know how you go about winning the actual console. It looks cool. I think it's an Xbox X that they're doing it. There's a sweepstake. So I think you just need to retweet the Xbox contest tweet that has the hashtag of Nike Madden NFL 20 Xbox sweepstakes. That's a mouthful. Between January the 31st and February the 8th, you will then be entered into the draw and you can win two custom controllers, a pair of sneakers or trainers, as we call them in the UK, and a copy of Madden NFL 20. And I think that's for the US only. So, you know, great to see that they're making that. They are engineers, and I think they are Apple engineers. They are looking to propose a way to make using two-factor text easier. And they're looking to have a new standard that would automate the process entirely to a point of where you get a text message with a code, an OTP code or one-time password. It comes into the SMS, but it will automatically put it into the app and delete the text message. I think that's a great way of doing something. It definitely brings in more security. Will be interesting to see if the standard comes in. I know that Google are backing that up. And Google are also looking to open source the tools needed to make security keys more available. They want to promote the widespread of this technology. So again, interesting to see that they're going down that route. The EU, and I mentioned in the last podcast, are voting in favor of choosing a common charging cable standard. This will happen in July. I think it will be that case, and I think this could be the very thing that will force iPhones to have USB-C ports, purely because of that change. Or will we have a different variant of an iPhone in Europe? It's going to be interesting to see what happens there, but they're definitely going to do that. There's a draft that's being built in the US that could penalize companies for using end-to-end encryption. So it would limit privacy in the name of protecting children overall is what they're doing it for. Again, end-to-end encryption, it depends on what's being used, but it will be interesting to see if this draft bill goes through. So we'll definitely keep an eye out for that. Lyft are looking to expand free voter rides to all US states, I think. So good to see that they're encouraging people to vote more in the US by giving free rides so that you can go and vote, which is going to be cool. Another cool thing is that the Amazon Echo Show can now scan barcodes for your grocery list. So you can literally grab a tin can of something, put the barcode in front of the camera on the Echo Show. It will scan the barcode and add it into your shopping list. So an interesting feature there. The camera quality on the show is okay. It's not fantastic, but good to see that Amazon are adding features like that. And besides that, I think that's really has been the big thing. I think the last thing that I'm going to finish off with is basically Apple are looking to offer more on-site repairs in some US cities. So places like Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, New York, and San Francisco will be able to have a online technician come to a site to fix your machine on site. And I think that's for consumers. I'm not too sure about businesses. I think that already happens, but great to see them making that move. And that's all I have this week. I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. It's been slightly longer, but until next week, I hope that you have a great week ahead of you. We do have the Samsung event, which I will try to give my reaction to. But any feedback, please do email me on podcast@vibez.xyz. And until then, take care, cheerio, have an amazing week, and I will chat to you all soon. Bye.